This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, be a supporter, right? I appreciate the time you spend on the show, but, you know, tell your friends, your loved ones, even your unloved ones about the show. Send them over here. Send them over to Facebook. Send them over to the website, therealside.com. Have them support the show. Seriously. You know, we could use, dollars. That always helps. Yeah, it helps keep the lights on and that kind of stuff. You want to call stations in your area if they're not carrying the show currently, ask them why not. Seriously, it's a great show. Why don't you carry this show? What's wrong with you people? But as I always say to you, you know, when you call those stations and you ask them, if they get enough phone calls, they start sitting there going, well, we got to check this thing out. What is this show about? And that's how we turn on the stations. That's how we get the stations on. We just pick up one in Atlanta, Georgia. And we've got other, you know, if you want to check out the stations we're already on, head over to the website, therealside.com. Not only can you watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, buy a coffee mug, but you can also go to the station list, find out where we're at, what time we're on there, and that kind of thing. So, again, I do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. I do appreciate the energy you put into watching the show, being part of the show. And you are part of the show when you're responding and that kind of thing. You are part of the show. So, again, I do so much appreciate the time. Now, I can't get off this story where they are all over. The mainstream media is all over. This whole Trump's being with the porn queen or what have you. Right? Being with the porn star. Like, that's the only thing going on in the world. That the biggest part of the story is the fact that two consenting adults. Now, I don't know this for true, for real. All I know is that two consenting adults decided to do something together, maybe. Let's just say for the moment it's true. That he did decide to have sex with her or what have you. And then one of the adults decides they may want to say something. The other adult says, here, sign this agreement. I'll give you $130,000. Keep your mouth shut. Now, she wants to come out and say something. Why? Because there's a lot more money involved. She thinks she can get a bigger piece of the pie or take him down. Her attorney can't stand Trump. He actually hates Trump. So now she decides there might be a little bit more fame in it, or she might be able to take him down. So she gets to break the contract, right? And if he sues her for opening her mouth because the contract says she's not supposed to, but if he sues her, he'll be the bad guy, right? Come on, think about this. He'll be the bad guy. Now, she's the one who broke the law. It's a breach of contract. He didn't pay her to have sex. But again, Trump will be the bad guy. And she'll be the victim. Even she'll be the $130,000 paid victim. And then if she goes through all this other stuff, I'm sure somebody will pay the bills for her. But Trump will be a bad guy. Trump breaks his contract with some of his vendors at times. I'm not saying it's the right thing. I'm simply making a statement of fact here. Or wrong, whatever. I don't know the reasoning behind it. But you think about this. He breaks contracts with vendors. They get into litigation over it. And the left tears him apart for not living up to his contract. Will they tear her apart for not living up to her contract? No, they won't touch him. They won't say a word. It's all that love Trump's hate stuff, right? It's like a sheriff that won't buy body armor for the deputies because of her hate for Trump. Because she doesn't want to deal with the DOJ or this administration at all. There's a Texas sheriff who refused to sign a letter agreeing to hold arrested immigrants, illegal immigrants, for ICE. She wouldn't do it. They're already illegal. Right? They've broken federal law. Just like, you know, these bleeding heart liberals that are sitting there going, well, you know, those people up in Orlando, they were just trying to take care of their families. They were here trying to have a better life. No, 70% of those yohos Oakland. All right, so the mayor tips them off. There's 800 go running, and the left is defending the mayor. Shows you where we've come to. It's not the ideology anymore. This is like an all-out sickness. Travis County Sheriff's Office deputies lost the opportunity to receive life-saving ballistic vests after the department sheriff decided it was more important to shield illegal immigrants from federal agents than it was to protect her deputies. And I hope that she just loses in the next election. I hope she gets slaughtered. I hope it's a 3-1 vote. I hope the sheriff, now, if the sheriff's unions don't come out against her, then they get what they deserve. I have no sympathy for them at that point. Now, the vests were made available through a unanimously approved state Senate bill, which allocated $25 million to help the Texas law enforcement agencies purchase gear for their officers in the wake of July 7, 2016 police ambush. Remember in Dallas, we had a bunch of officers die. They were slaughtered. They were killed. We haven't seen that happen, have we? I wonder, maybe they're a little bit more afraid now that they actually might do jail time. They actually might get nailed. Something actually might go wrong for them. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. We will be right back, I promise. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. Nutramedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Before I pull the caller on, I want to finish up real quick on the sheriff that has decided that she's not giving vests to her deputies because she doesn't want to get in line with ICE. She doesn't want to report to ICE. She doesn't want to help illegals go to jail. She'd rather help deputies get dead. Let's just be honest about it because that's the only other side, the only other option to this. And after having all those deputies that were ambushed in 2016, in July, five of them, you would think they would go out of their way to make sure that their deputies were safe. And like I said, I hope she gets slaughtered in the next election. Governor Abbott declared that there was 23 million in grants being set aside and to be dispersed to buy 33,000 vests for 450 law enforcement departments. Right, every agency that simply applied was accepted. The vests are designed to protect against more powerful rounds than the low caliber, you know, the 38s and such. Now, the applicants, which were due by September 6, 2017, required the agency leaders to sign a letter confirming compliance with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. She said no. I want to be clear about that. Right? She simply said no. She wasn't. The Travis County Sheriff's Department, Sheriff, said no. You've got to keep beating that into your head. Now, the project manager, Valerie Hollier, planned to apply for the grant in the amount of $240,000 in order to purchase over 200 vests. Would that be great? Think about that. Think about how much safety and security this would add to those officers. And the only requirement was that they would adhere to federal law. Now, the sheriff, Sally Hernandez, write that down. Sally Hernandez. If you live in Texas, if you're on one of our stations in Texas, you need to work against this woman. Seriously. She's an affront to the people and the citizens of Texas in her area and her county. Speaking of somebody who's an affront, we all know about Maxine Waters. Wonderful woman. You know, Auntie Maxine has got a very high approval rating in her area. But the funny thing about it, she's never there. She never shows up. She doesn't show up to events. She doesn't give, I mean, she does every once in a while. And she has a high approval rating, which shows you that ideology, that side of the aisle, only thinks one way about these things. But Frank DeMartini has called into the show. He's actually going for that. He's a Republican going for the congressional seat, number 43, here in California, running against Maxine Waters. And, Frank, you are a courageous man.
I don't know if it's courageous or stupid, but it's one of the two.
Well, you know, we've got to keep up the fight. I keep telling people, don't give up just because. And a lot of people do. They go, I can't win, can't raise the money. But I think I told you about a campaign I worked on, you know, $6 million as opposed to $600,000, and we beat the guy who spent $6 million. So you can do the same thing. But thanks for being with me.
Listen, I'm totally confident about the election, and it'll all come down to what happens after the primary. Today I met with a council member from Hawthorne, and we were talking about the election, and it appears that I'm going to get the support of the Hawthorne City Council, Mayor, and probably even Gardena and Torrance.
Wow.
So we'll see what happens at that point. But the main reason why I wanted to call in today is I want to talk about this North Korea thing. And apparently President Trump has pulled off another one that nobody thought he would, and it just shows, you know, when you stick to your gut and you stick to what you believe in, you can accomplish almost anything. And that's what the Democrats don't get about him. And that's where, you know, he fought against the odds to get elected, and now he's fighting against the odds to get his agenda done. And that was what he was talking about last weekend. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, my enthusiasm and what you had just mentioned, the enthusiasm gap. You know, if we can get the people out in 2018 the way we got them out in 2016, we're going to pull off some serious upsets.
Oh, I agree with you. You know, you look at what's going on in Texas where the Dems are screaming that they've got it back, they're going to take it back, that the Republicans can't do well there. And I'm laughing, thinking, boy, you guys, you really don't get it. You still don't get what this race is all about. You have no clue. I find it amazing. Don't you?
Well, they got embarrassed Tuesday. I mean, to the point of what did Ted Cruz get, like 3 times more than the total combined Democratic vote?
Yeah, and it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be a nail biter. It was supposed to be a squeaker. There was no way he was just going to walk away with this. Hello.
Yeah, it was really a joke, and I don't think they won anywhere, even in the areas of Houston and Dallas they were expecting to win.
Now, they need to get serious. They need to find out what people care about. You've got guys like Adam Schiff out there making them look like even more idiots than they already are. You know, a recent poll done by Rasmussen, nobody cares about Russia anymore. Nobody actually believes that the issues are as deep and wide and long as the Democrats want you to believe. Not that it's actually real, but that they want you to believe. You know?
I mean, it's beyond Russia. It's, you know, I was talking to the council member today, and she was telling me, she's an African-American woman, and I don't want to say her name there because she hasn't officially endorsed me, so I don't want to get her in any trouble. But she was saying that the entire identity politics of the left is what's ruining the Democratic Party. I mean, this woman is a lifelong Republican, and it was basically, you know, as an African-American, how can I support a party that just tries to put people down?
Well, you heard it today, Frank. They've actually talking more and more about going further left, that they haven't gone far left enough, and the progressives want to totally take over. I mean, how do you not endorse, as a Democrat in this state, how do you not endorse Dianne Feinstein unless you've got another agenda going on, right?
Well, keep in mind, everyone in San Francisco is saying that Nancy Pelosi is too conservative for she's ultra conservative for the people she's running against.
Wow.
I mean, that should say it all. And down here we've got, you know, Adam Schiff, we've got Sherman, we've got Ted Lieu, who's a borderline communist, and we've got Maxine, who's probably one of the top five worst people in Congress right now.
Yep, I agree with you. All right, Frank, we got to go for a quick break. Hang with me. I want to talk to you more on the other side about North Korea. What a turn of events that was. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Look, you heard in the last segment, Corey Dunker was on with us, and MAGA was on with us, and we were talking about how you got to get involved in local elections. You know, the Dems are trying to make you believe that we're not going to win because of Trump. The Dems are trying to get you to believe that they are just wound up to no end, that they're going to nail us because they had a few, they eked out a few wins nationwide over the last year. And if you look at it, if you're a conservative, you're on the right, and you thought we were going to take all of those, you really need to have your head examined. Seriously. I mean, I'm just being harsh with you guys for now on, because the softness doesn't seem to work. You need to get off your butts, go out and fight. You've seen what happened in other states, because we don't turn out in big numbers. Republicans don't turn out in big numbers on the off-year elections. This is not an off-year election. You need to be paying attention this year to what's going on. And I'll tell you something else. In California, they've gone to what they call, because of a CVRA Act, which is a law that's called the California Voter Rights Act, they've actually knuckled down school boards, water boards, school town councils in the smaller districts, making it easier to pick them off. So you need to pay attention to what's going on around you. You need to pay attention to your community and what's happening around you. Make sure the right people get in there. And as I said in the first segment, if you vote somebody in and they don't do the job they're supposed to do, you vote them out. You replace them. Just like Trump's doing in the White House. Anyway, Frank DeMartini joins me. He's a candidate for the congressional seat 43 here in California, which is the one that Auntie Maxine currently occupies. Frank, thanks for being with me tonight.
Yeah, same here. Pleasure.
You know, it's always amazing to me in California. I just, I don't want to give the name of the store like you don't want to give the name. I was talking to somebody at a store. There's three Democrats behind the counter. We always have good and solid and civil conversations. And when I walked in, she said, "So when are they going to actually impeach?" And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, When are they going to impeach Trump? And I said, for what reason? And she just looked at me. She said, well, he lies. I said, okay. And so did Obama. So did Clinton. So did Bush. None of them, they weren't all, right? I don't understand what you mean. What did he do that was illegal that requires, she couldn't answer my question. And I wasn't being...
Oh, beyond that, I mean, the Constitution, the exact words in the Constitution are high crimes and misdemeanors.
Well, but she's a rank-and-file Democrat, and she's a worker, okay? She's a blue-collar worker, rank-and-file Democrat. She's listening to what's being shoved down her throat. But when I got done with her, she said, yeah, I hear you. I got to stop listening to those people. Now, think about that, because I didn't attack her, Frank. I just talked to her civilly about what she was saying.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. You've got to talk to them civilly, and when they, the problem is, a lot of them can't get beyond the calling you names or the pounding it down. I mean, I've had some arguments on Facebook where I try to talk civilly to the person, and they start cussing me out.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, some of them are willing to listen, but some of them aren't. And you've got to really pick and choose which ones you want to talk to, and try to find the ones that are willing to listen.
Yeah, no.
And
go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that those are the ones who can be converted, and it's really hard sometimes to figure out who they are. I mean, there's this one woman on Facebook that, you know, all my friends were saying, get rid of the troll, get rid of the troll, get rid of the troll, and I haven't ever blocked anyone. I have no intention of ever blocking anyone because I truly believe in free speech. But at some point last week, I just wrote on Facebook when she said, how come you're not answering me anymore? And I said, because I haven't got the time. I've got a job. I've got a campaign to run, and I can't sit here for 2 hours a day arguing with you. You don't want to listen.
They don't want to talk. I mean, we started blocking them after a while because I'll tell you what they do to us. They go in, and they complain to Facebook about us, and they get us shut down for days at a time, which is not cool either. And it's just because they say something, Facebook believes, and that's it, end of discussion. And it's just terrible, you know? I don't know. Whatever. Let's talk about this whole Russian thing. I mean, not Russian thing, the North Korean thing. You know, do you remember the days of Ronald Reagan, right? He was out in front of the wall. He's screaming at Gorbachev, tear down this wall. And the Dems went nuts. Not going to happen. You're making the Russians crazy. You're making them mad. This is cowboy diplomacy. And what happened?
And right. Don't forget, you're going to start World War III. This is the thing that
I forgot about that. That's right. Yeah.
This is the thing that nobody remembers about Ronald Reagan anymore. Nobody remembers that he was as hated by the left as Donald Trump is right now.
But, oh, yeah, no, I agree with you. But they don't even know why they hate him. Is it because he's making forward motion?
With Donald Trump, they hate him because they can't understand why he got elected. They're still back in the Hillary was cheated mode. I mean, they haven't gotten past Hillary was cheated or Russian collusion to deal with anything. Meanwhile, Donald Trump pulls off the coup of all coups today. I mean, you can't deny, even if this comes down to nothing, the fact that they're going to sit in a room together is beyond anyone's imagination. Even yesterday, and apparently this even took McMaster and General, the Chief of Staff by surprise today. They weren't even aware of the announcement.
Wow. That's interesting. Well, I heard that today, and I'll tell you what I heard. When I heard the South Korean, when I heard the South Korean minister come out and talk about that, the security minister, he said it was Trump's continued pressure that brought this about. Now, think about the ideologies of both sides. Think of what Obama did, which is, you know, kind of took his hands off, waited, was waiting for them to see the error of their ways, and then look at what Trump did, which is constantly kept pressure on them to make the change, to do what they were supposed to do. This is what the Dems can't understand, because they kept saying he was going to put us into a war. He was going to put us into a nuclear war. Even your crazy lady in your area, what was she saying? That if North Korea nukes us, see, this is why she's got to go, right? If North Korea nukes us, he's going to get us into a nuclear war. I'm going, lady, if they nuke us, we're already there.
Didn't she say that Putin invaded North Korea, too? She was thinking, she had no idea what she was talking about, and she said that Putin invaded North Korea. I'm sure she was trying to say that he invaded Crimea, but it came out North Korea.
Oh, God bless America. I mean, seriously. You know, but I don't know. You've got a lot of fighting to do. You know, you are not fighting people that are sitting down, looking at the issues for real, working through the issues. These are people, to a big part of the of your area, are ideologues. If the you know, they go down the list, whoever's been endorsed by their party are the people they're going to use. They're going to vote for. How are you going to get around that?
Well, like I said before, we've done a couple of polls. And this was before I even got in the election. I did two viability polls. And I was shocked at the results. Yes, she's very popular. She's got a 65% approval rating. But when you look at the responses on the issues, the responses all come back conservative and some of them far right, to the extent where, like on abortion, like 80% of the Hispanics in the district are against abortion. And, you know, they're also for school choice. They're for open business issues, typical conservative values. And they're voting for a Democrat. Why? They're voting for a Democrat because they're being told to vote for a Democrat, and there's never been a person in that district that's had the ability to get the message out that you're voting for someone that's against your interests. I mean, especially on the abortion issue. Abortion to a Hispanic, church-going Hispanic, is a major policy issue. They will vote on abortion. They will switch their vote on abortion, but none of them know that she's for abortion on demand.
I'm always amazed at these people. No, seriously, I'm always amazed. My wife and I did voter registration in a church one day, and even our church people thought that it was the Republicans that were for abortion, that it was Republicans that were for, you know, were for a lot of these issues that they don't like, that they don't care for. Anyway, we'll hit this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back more in just a couple of minutes. Frank DeMartini joins me. He's running for the seat 43 in California to unseat Waters. Maxine, not the other guy.
Anti-Maxine.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, not kind of, sort of, but truly being part of the conversation. I do want you part of the conversation because, look, that's how we get informed. If we have open conversation with each other, you bring up points I haven't thought about. I bring up points you haven't thought about. Otherwise, when we do it right this way, all I'm doing is kind of yelling at / with you. Right? Seriously. I want to have open conversation with you. And again, 855-JOE, 855-732 5563. And look, Frank DeMartini has joined me. He's running for the congressional seat 43 in California against Maxine Waters. And, you know, we've got to support people like him. We have to support people that are willing to get off their butts. They're willing to push back and fight, in some cases, what seem to be, seemingly impossible odds to take a seat. But think about something. He's willing to get out there and do something, unlike many of you who aren't willing to do anything. Frank, thanks for being with me tonight.
Hey, thanks. It's always great to be here.
All right, so we were talking about, before we went to break, we were talking about basically what President Trump has pulled off with North Korea. And they were all uptight about how, you know, he was going to start another nuclear war and all this other stuff. And look what's happened. He put enough pressure on North Korea, the people around him. He didn't back off. And what's happened? He's got North Korea now coming to the table, right?
Not only North Korea, he's having a personal meeting with Kim Jong-un. I mean, this is something that normally should be started by advisors on both sides. And then after everything's been discussed and figured out, then you put the president together, the two presidents together. He's having their first initial meeting with Kim Jong-un, and everyone was surprised. Nobody expected it today. Now, you know, let's say, you know, it's very similar to Reagan. I mean, he had this super strong rhetoric against the Russians, against the Soviet Union, you know, with the evil empire and Mr. Gorbachev tear down this wall.
Right.
And it worked. And, in fact, it was interesting. This Friday night I was with Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, and he was talking about that speech in particular because he was one of the writers of that speech. And he said they had to sneak that into Reagan because the globalists and the people, his advisors, would never let that line have gotten in.
Yep.
But it directly to Reagan without any of his advisors and his chief of staff, Baker, knowing about it. And that was the end of the Cold War, according to Rohrabacher. When Reagan saw that line and issued that line, that was it. It was finished.
Well, think about something. You know, when you're on the other side of that line, when you're on the other side of that issue, you've got President Trump sitting here going, yeah, that's great. My button's bigger than yours. That's great. My Navy's bigger than yours, right? You know what I'm saying? That's great. I will choke you out. I don't care. I won't give up. They don't know what that means, but he did, apparently. You know,
He knew. And I think Trump also put the fear of God into China because China's probably forcing this issue. And he basically told them in no uncertain terms, it's over. And, you know, I'm not Clinton. I'm not Bush. I'm not Obama. It's, you know, you guys either capitulate or I'm going to do what's necessary to protect my country. You're not going to drop a bomb in Los Angeles or San Francisco.
Yeah, well, some eco freak will get in his way because you can't drop a bomb because you'll ruin the trees for the next 1,000 years or something ridiculous like that. It's always amazing. Okay, you've got about, I'll give you about 4 minutes here. I want you to tell people, why should they vote for you? What are you going to do? And Frank, do not tell me that you just believe in smaller government and lower taxes, because that infuriates me. What would you push for? What are you running on?
Well, the two major issues I'm running on is I believe Common Core should be eliminated. Common Core is destroying the education system in this country. And it all started in 1979 when Jimmy Carter created the Department of Education. We were number one in education in the United States, in the world, prior to 1979. And then all of a sudden, Jimmy Carter comes up with this idea that we're going to nationalize education, and it's gotten worse ever since. Every president's wanted to be the education president, and what have they done? They brought us to 29th. We're no longer number one. We're 29th. It's time to get rid of the Department of Education. It's time to get rid of Common Core. It's time to give the money back to the localities. I mean, how can a Washington, D.C. bureaucrat know what an inner-city kid in Inglewood or Hawthorne needs and also know what a rancher's son in Wyoming needs? They're not even remotely similar. But yet, the Washington, D.C. bureaucrats are telling our kids what they have to learn. It's time to totally get rid of and abolish the Department of Education. The other issue that I'm really, really hot on and I really feel strongly about is veterans. And there's a base in the South Bay that is being supported right now by the city of Hawthorne, the city of Gardena, that is needs to be supported even more. The veterans need to be taken care of. Everywhere I go, I see veterans living on the street in downtown L.A., in Gardena, in Hawthorne, in Inglewood. And Maxine Waters is doing nothing to support the veterans. She just doesn't care. I've got friends who are PTSD Vietnam vets who I spend time with. And if it wasn't for their conservative brother or their conservative uncle, they would be dead, because unless you have a conservative who's a relative who's willing to fight for you, the VA doesn't give it, doesn't care, doesn't do anything. So, you know, and this is just as bad in 43 as it is in downtown LA, as it is in 37, which is what's her name? Karen Bass's district.
Oh, right.
There's 10 cities all over this city now, and at least 50% of them are vets, from what I'm being told. You know, that's, you know, how can we do that? How can we turn our back on people that serve the country? And they're not just Vietnam vets anymore. They're Gulf War vets as well. So, you know, it's coming into a younger generation. You know, the Vietnam vets are in their 70s now. So they're, you know, pretty much, you know, I hate to use the phrase on the way out, but they're going the same way as the Korean vets. Now we've got vets in their 40s and 50s that are being abused by the system. You know, it's enough. So the two biggest issues are, you know, and I also feel very strongly about immigration. I feel that, you know, we need to deal with the illegal immigration issue. We can't keep kicking the can on the road. And President Trump throws a gauntlet out to the Democrats, gives them three times what they want or 2.5 times what they want, and they forget about it because they can't respond to it. They can't deal with him on issues, because every time they deal with him on issues, he does something to make them look stupid. I mean, he did it with the DACA, and now he did it even with gun control. He basically said, I'm going to give you this, this, and this. Come and talk to me. And they just run away and hide.
I think it's the plan. You read The Art of the Deal, and he is playing this out, and they're all too stupid to go even rent a copy of the book from the library.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, he's like a fox, and they're like mice running from the fox. And you know, I'm running because he needs support. He needs support to get his agenda through that I agree with. Now, I don't agree with him 100% on everything, but the illegal immigration issue.
Frank, you're a married man, right?
Yeah, I'm a married man. In fact, okay. My wife did just walk in.
Well, do you agree with 100%? Now, she may hit you after she hears you say this, but you don't agree with your wife 100% of the time, do you?
Never.
Okay, why is it abnormal for people to think that you have to agree with Trump 100% of the time, or anybody for that matter?
Oh, yeah, no, I can tell you there's some people I don't agree with zero. I agree with 0% of the time, like Maxine Waters. But there's, you know, President Trump, we agree on most important issues, and, you know, and there's a couple of things I disagree with him on. But, you know, not illegal immigration, not, you know, and I don't think he's actually really gotten into the education issues at all. You know, I want to make a cornerstone of my campaign, and I want to make protecting the vets. And, you know, in fact, one of the things that I do believe in with the vets that he did do was he allowed vets to go to private doctors, which is something I've been fighting for with my friends a long time.
Great idea.
You know, they can go to private hospitals now, and they don't have to go to the VA, which was killing them anyway. So
we're going
to
run. Yeah, that's another story for another day. All right, so we're getting ready to go to break. Tell people where they can help you out. And look, people, you don't have to live in this district to help them. Whether it's $5, $25, or $5 million, doesn't matter. If you find a way to help out candidates that are willing to take on these stuck in Congress people quickly.
Yeah, my website is www.demartini2018.com. That's DEMARTINI. And Joe is right. There's 435 people in Congress, whether they're in Oklahoma, Tennessee, or Massachusetts. They're making the laws that you have to live by. So you do not have to live in the district or even in the state to help contribute to the campaign.
Frank, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me. All right, listen, people, next hour, we're going to talk about No Bible study, no Christian music, according to a Florida Condo Association. So, yep, there's still persecution going on, people. We'll be back in a minute.